We're live at EXT. I've got Amy Helm here. Hi, Amy.
Hi, Chris.
This new album, This Too Shall Light.
Yes.
What can you tell me about this? Seems very personal, pretty introspective even.
I guess in some ways it is. It was a very different kind of album for me to make because I left the kind of comfort zone of Woodstock and my father's studio, which of course is, you know, we've done a lot of recording there and it's kind of a home base. And also I've been so lucky to be surrounded by and get the opportunity to play with so many wonderful musicians that are all East Coast based. And so this album was a Joe Henry production in that we did it out in Los Angeles where he lives and with his group of incredible musicians that he works with often. And we did it at an iconic recording studio in Los Angeles called United, which is where some of the most legendary recordings we have in the American songbook were made there, like Ray Charles' country western album, and lots of Frank Sinatra recordings were done there. So I kind of left my familiarity and went out there to dive into this very new ensemble and community of players and people. It was exciting and I guess introspective in that sense too. I kind of had to pull out. My familiarity was my own voice and the harmony singers who were my friends that were there. And that was kind of the place that I was standing in the midst of those recordings where I kind of knew where I was coming from and what I wanted to try to give to the song and how I wanted to try to serve the song. So that was the experience for me of making the record.
For Live at EXT, Amy Helms here. Her album is called This Too Shall Light. The folks that you worked with on this, these were Joe's crew out on the album?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I noticed that JT and Allison from Birds of Chicago singing with you.
Yes, JT and Allie and also Adam Minkoff is here with me today, who's playing guitar and singing. The three of them comprised, they made the choir for me. They came out and sang on the record with me and for me, really. That was a very special thing. And Allie is one of, I mean, I think her voice is exquisite. I think she's one of the most compelling voices in the Americana roots genre today. Anything she sings on, her voice has a real magic to it. It's got that kind of invisible quality you can't quite name. And having all three of them, really, just the timbre of that choir made the songs go to another place, I think, for me. They certainly did.
Now, you recorded this live, right?
Yeah, we did. We did the record in 4 days, and I left all my vocals live. I didn't overdub a single note. All the good notes and all the bad notes are all there, which was actually right. Quite liberating. A real testament to each of their individual tone and timbre. Just a great section, great vocal section.
The songs on this record, there's some stuff that you wrote, some stuff you co-wrote, but there's also some older songs on here, some covers like a Rod Stewart cover and the Milk Carton Kids, one of their songs.
Michigan,
And you chose to do a Leave on the Hawks song, which we'll have you sing in a little while here.
That's right, which today, if I'm not mistaken, it was 50 years ago today that the Levon and the Hawks song was actually released.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's incredible. What sort of made you decide on these songs that you chose, both the ones you picked and the ones you wrote?
You know, in initial conversations with Joe, he had a real vision of the album having a very specific tone and vibe to it, which was based on particularly an album by Delaney and Bonnie called Motel Shot. It's just loose and spontaneous and nothing is rehearsed. You can hear people talking through a quick arrangement before they start the song and you hear people's background vocals bleeding through amp mics, and it's got this very kind of a in the moment quality and a real quality of abandon to it. With that as our kind of the main direction on the compass, we then chose songs that we thought could fit into that mold. And of course, Joe chose a bunch of them, including Michigan and the Rod Stewart song Mandolin Wind. And I brought in a few that he really liked that we thought could hold a feeling of a community, you know, the a bunch of people collaborating and finding the song in the moment.
Now, did I read right that the This Too Shall Light, the title track to the album, wasn't actually going to be for this? It was for something else?
Yeah, that was for a project that I'm working on with Mike Taylor and Josh Kaufman. Mike is from His Golden Messenger, and Josh is a fantastic writer and musician and producer who works with a bunch of people and has his own amazing groups that he works with. The three of us got together for a few days at the barn played a bunch of music and they wrote a bunch of songs and the three of us wrote a bunch, and we've kind of parked most of that material for a future record that we want to complete with each other, but they let me steal away with that song. I thought it really suited what I described as that kind of tone of the record that Joe wanted to go for. I thought it would fit right in, and especially knowing that I had that awesome choir comprised of my friends waiting for me, that we could really serve that chorus.
We're live at EXT with Amy Helm. Her album is called This Too Shall Light. What do you want to say about River of Love?
This is a beautiful song that was written by T-Bone Burnett. I love the lyrics to this song, and I love the flow of it, and I love the harmonies on it, which Adam and Kevin are singing with me today. This is Amy Helm from Woodstock, New York, and you've left regular radio behind. You're listening to Exit 97.7 WEXT.
When obstruction blocks my way, I walk down that narrow way till I can see the light of day shining at the world. And I realize something here sure is wrong. Righteous land, we will know which way to go. I will show him by the stones that I throw. I don't build walls and barricades so a man can have a say. Fucking dogs can block my way. other's hand. Something makes me want to stand up and do what's right. The stones that I throw will free all men, make him more proud to this righteous land. He will know which way to go. I will show him by the stones that I throw.
Live at EXT with Amy Helm, The Stones That I Throw, one of the songs that's on This Too Shall Light. Levon and the Hawks, now your father's song, what made you choose that one?
Adam and Connor Kennedy and a bunch of other friends have been playing me a lot of that early Hawks stuff, which I had heard in passing but hadn't really done the deep dive into it. So we started playing He Don't Love You, which we do live in our show a lot. We had been listening to that one, and I just kept thinking, I played it for Joe, and I was like, this is just fun. It's just a fun rock and roll song. So, you know, it was really just, again, the vibe of it seemed right.
You said you heard these things mostly in passing, the older songs. What would you say would be the biggest piece of influence that your father had on you and your life and music?
That's a tough question because it seems to be shifting with time. I guess everybody feels that way, right? When your parents are gone, you realize through different seasons of your life how much influence they've had and different things emerge. But I think that, you know, I think that being a working musician is really difficult. It seems to be getting harder in this time that we're in, and it's hard to make a living, and it's hard to have a consistent financial home life and raise a family. And I see my friends and my peers struggle with it off and on. And I think that my dad, he was committed to the music in a way that, you know, he would remind me and everybody, all players that he knew and that were around him, to stay connected to what's joyful about it, to keep your spirits up and keep playing music. Even when you have to do another gig here and there and pick up some other work, keep playing, because it just is so good for you. It feels good, and it really helps. It really does heal. And I would even go to say, too, to add that I think it's important advice for the working musician. I also think if you just love music and you like to play at home and you like to go see live music, keeping it active in your life is so very important.
Amy Helm, thank you so much for coming by today.
Thank you.
Amy Helm's album is called This Too Shall Light. Thanks for sticking with it and making these great songs. And this album's fantastic.
Oh, thanks.
Would you like to say anything about this last one? This is one of the originals, right?
This is actually a song that I didn't end up putting this on. This is a song that I wrote with Mary Gauthier, and it's called The Cotton and the Cane. I enjoyed, Mary's an incredible writer, and she has a real gift at helping you pull parts of your story out and into the form of words. She's an incredible wordsmith, and she makes sense of things. This is one that we came up with together, The Cotton and the Cane.
Two, three. I come from Arkansas roses, hard times and broken noses, bad beats, bad seats, lucky charms, false alarms, and up all night. Voices in the other room. Memos, bears, and honeysuckle, bright lightning, hurricanes, cracked hands, thank you, ma'ams, driving rain, burn the train, and break down poetry of. Sacred fields of dirt and pain, holding tight to what remains. riding hay.
This is Amy Helm, and thank you for being a member of Exit 97.7 WEXT.